want to praise you, Lord. Much more than I do, I want to praise you, Lord. Much more than I do. Learn to seek your face and the knowledge of your grace. I want to praise you.
Greetings, brothers and sisters who praise Yahweh. This is part two of Jew or Judah. You can follow along with the article by going to www.thinkoutsidethebeast.com. Jew or Judah is found in the Who's Who menu or the Word Studies menu. This series will offend almost every so-called Christian, because they believe the Jews are the Israel of the Bible. Many will not even look at the evidence presented. Many will call this series hate speech, because the truth is considered hate speech these days. Many will label this series anti-Semitic, which is another word that does not mean what we have been taught it means. Jews are not Semites. Semites are white people. Jews are a mixture of Cain, Esau, Hittites, Asians, Mongolians, Khazars, and blacks. If you are not open to the fact that you and the world has been lied to, and if you continue to believe that the Jews are the people of the Bible, then you will never understand Scripture. Anyone who does not examine the evidence before making a decision is a fool. In part one, we learned that Judah, the son of Jacob, was not a Jew. We see that it is the common presumption in the world today that Jesus was a Jew and the Israelites were Jews, or at least the tribe of Judah are the Jews. We know that Jacob and his wife Leah had 6 Israelite sons, but apparently one came out Jewish. So if you are a white man and woman and want children, be careful, one may come out Jewish, even though you and your wife are not Jews. Where is the common sense these days? We covered some historical records, quotes, scripture and proof that the Jews are not Israelites descended from Jacob. Rather, the Jews are Edomites descended from Esau, Jacob's brother. In Genesis is the divine record of Esau taking wives of the Hittites and Hivites, which are Canaanite cursed seed tribes, of which married into the descendants of Cain. Esau's children are what are today known as Jews. They were not called Jews back then, because the word Jew is a made-up word, made up by the Jews and first used in English in 1775. We saw documented history showing how the Latin word for Judah, which is Judaeus, evolved over 14 centuries into the word Jew. Once the made-up word Jew replaced Judaeus, the revisions going forward used the fraudulent word Jew, and by this the children of the devil have successfully stolen the identity of the tribe of Judah. And as a result of that, they have successfully removed you from your true identity and destiny, and now you identify as a trans-Gentile. We saw that their record, or rather, their fruits, which you shall know them by, have been repeated throughout history as the Jews have been kicked out of countries over 359 times. We learned that Judah is Yehuda in the Hebrew. Judah is the son of Jacob. Judah is the territory of Judah, the son of Jacob. Judah, the territory, is the land of the house of Judah. The house of Judah are Israelites of the tribe of Judah, Benjamin, and Levi. They are also called Judahites. Judah in the Greek is Judaeos, and is the equivalent of the Hebrew Yehuda. This Greek word Judaeos has been replaced with the word Jew in the 18th century. This is a crime called identity theft. Not only did the Jews tamper with and pervert scripture, but Freemasons also had a big part in the corruption of manuscripts during printing. Sir Francis Bacon was the editor of the King James Version. He was a Rosicrucian Freemason queer sorcerer. King James was bisexual. We also learned that the territory of Judah was occupied by Israelites of the house of Judah. The territory of Idumea was occupied by Edomites of the house of Esau. Idumea was south of Judah. Within 100 years before the time of Christ, the territories of Judah and of Idumea were merged into what became known as Judea. Israelites were forced to live with Edomites. Edomites were forced to become circumcised and adopt the belief of the Israelites. This is how the Edomites impersonated the Israelites of the house of Judah. Then, over time, they had fully assumed the identity of Judah and deceived the whole world, save the elect chosen ones of Yahweh, whom have not been blinded by the lies. We are the ones trying to free your mind, so please stick with this study and then make up your own mind. This is all very confusing, and rightly so, as the Jews are the masters of confusion. This study will clear up the confusion. Again, the word Jew is a made-up word. The first time Jesus was referred to as a so-called Jew was in the 18th century. This is because of the corrupted English word for the 4th century Latin word Judaeus, which magically became Jew. The birth of a Jewish Jesus was born in the late 1700s. This isn't the Christ. This is the Antichrist.
And my people love to have only Jesus as their Savior.
And finally, we saw that the word Jew is a presumption. A presumption is not a fact. A presumption is something taken as truth or fact, but it can be refuted by truth and facts. By now, you are probably really confused. That's okay. It is all very confusing. But there are 7 more parts after this one, and by the end of this study, you will know the difference between Jew and Judah. For now, all you need to consider is that Judah, the son of Jacob, is not a Jew. Judah, the territory, is not a Jewish territory. Those of the house of Judah are Judahites, and they are not Jews. Judea is not the territory of Judah only. It is also the territory of Idumea after they were merged. A Judean is a citizen of Judea and can be an Israelite of the house of Judah or an Edomite of the house of Esau from Idumea. Still confusing, isn't it? Let's keep it real simple for now. Judah is not Jews. Jews are not of the tribe of Judah. Jews are not Israelites. Jews are Edomites. Now let's cover all the verses with the intentionally, deceptively placed made-up word Jew. The word Jew is not used in Genesis because Genesis is about the race of Adam. Genesis records the birth of the first Jew, Cain. Cain was not Adam's son. He is never listed in Adam's genealogy. Christ told the Jews they were the children of the Wicked One. Cain was of that Wicked One, 1 John 3:12. Genesis also records the prophecy that the Jews will have dominion over us. Genesis 27:40, Isaac speaking to Esau, "And by your sword shall you live, and shall serve your brother, and it shall come to pass when you shall have the dominion, that you shall break his yoke from off your neck." This is a prophecy and has come to pass. The Jews, Esau, have taken dominion because they control everything now. The banks, media, education, government, churches, food industry, medical industry, everything. The yoke was broken off his neck officially in 1948. This is when the Jews had the agreement called the Balfour Declaration with the British to hand Palestine over to them. Part of the process and cause of World War I and II and the UN being created by the Rothschilds, who are Edomite Jews. The word Jew is not used in Exodus because the Jews were not in bondage to any man. The Jews were not slaves in Egypt. The children of Israel were. The word Jew is not used in Leviticus because Jews are not Levites or priests of God. The word Jew is not used in Numbers because the census was of Israelites, not Jews. Jews were not taken out of Egypt because Jews were never in bondage to any man. The word Jew is not used in Deuteronomy because Yahweh gave the laws, commandments, statutes, and judgments to Israelites. The word Jew is not used in Joshua, because Joshua and the children of Israel were ridding the land of Jews, which were called Canaanites at that time. The word Jew is not used in Judges, because the judges were Israelites. Today's judges in the courts are Jews, because Jews run the corrupt courts. Isn't it obvious? The criminals have more rights than white people. In 1853, President Fillmore offered Judah P. Benjamin to be the first Jewish justice. He declined because he was busy contributing to the cause of the Civil War. Some of the first known Jews of justices was in 1916. Today, justices are Jews. The word Jew is not used in Ruth, because Ruth and Boaz were the great-grandparents of King David. Another proof that David was not a Jew is found in the book of Ruth. Ruth was a Moabite by geography, not by race. If Ruth were a Moabite by race, then David would be part Moabite, and Moab was a product of incest between Lot and his daughter. Christ is definitely not a race-mixed incestuous Moabite. Also, the Jews reckon their lineage through their mother, so even if Ruth was a Moabite by race, then David and Christ would have been Moabites. Scripture does not lie or contradict itself. The churches do. The word Jew is not used in 1 and 2 Samuel or 1 Kings, because Israelites are not Jews. The first time the word Jew is used is in 2 Kings 16:6. The original manuscripts and the early translations do not have the word Jew in them. This was later added everywhere the Hebrew word Yahuda was recorded. The invented word Jew replaced the Hebrew Yahuda and Yahudim. 2 Kings 16:1. In the 17th year of Pekah the son of Remaliah, Ahaz the son of Jotham, king of Judah, began to reign. Judah is H3063 Yahuda. The translators could not use Jew here because it wouldn't sound right, because Yahuda is referring to the house and territory of Judah in this verse. Verse 2. 20 years old was Ahaz when he began to reign, and reigned 16 years in Jerusalem, and did not that which was right in the sight of Yahweh his Elohim, like David his father. But he walked in the way of the kings of Yisrael, yea, and made his sons to pass through the fire, according to the abominations of the nations whom Yahweh cast out from before the children of Yisrael. Pass through the fire is a reference to sacrificing children to Baal, a Canaanite Jewish satanic ritual. Today it's called abortion. Planned Parenthood is a Jewish corporation. Verse 4. And Ahaz sacrificed and burnt incense in the high places of pagan worship, and on the hills, and under every luxuriant tree. Then Rezin, king of Syria, and Pekah, son of Remaliah, king of Yisrael, came up to Jerusalem to war, and they besieged Ahaz, but could not overcome him. At that time, Rezin, king of Syria, recovered Elath to Syria, and drave the Jews from Elath. And the Syrians came to Elath, and dwelt there unto this day. Drave the Jews. The Hebrew word is Yahudim. These were not Jews. Jews are Edomites, and Edomites did not live in Jerusalem at this time. Jerusalem was occupied by the house of Judah at this time. The house of Judah included Benjaminites and Levites, because Levites were the priestly tribe, and the Levites lived among every tribe of Israel. The correct translation would read, "And drave the Judahites from Elath." Elath was a seaport in the territory of Edom. Elath means grove of lofty trees. The groves were sacred trees and places of pagan worship. In scripture, when you see the word groves, the Hebrew word is H842, Asherah. Asherah was the Babylonian Canaanite goddess. The groves were sacred trees or carved poles set up near an altar. One of the crimes of the children of Israel was sacrificing their children in the fires of pagan rituals. They learned this from the Canaanite Jews. Hezekiah was a king of Judah. He did that which was right in the sight of Yahweh. He removed the high places of pagan worship, broke the church steeples, and cut down the Asherah poles. Yahweh was with Hezekiah and prospered him. Meanwhile, the northern kingdom of the house of Israel was being invaded, and Assyria was deporting the Israelites away unto Assyria. Then Sennacherib, king of Assyria, came up against the land of Judah and Jerusalem. 2 Kings 18:26. Then said Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, and Shebna, and Joah, unto Rabshakeh, the chief cupbearer of Sennacherib, "Speak, I pray you, to your servants in the Syrian language, for we understand it, and talk not with us in the Jews' language, in the ears of the people that are on the wall." But Rabshakeh said unto them, "Has my master sent me to your master, and to you, to speak these words? Has he not sent me to the men which sit on the wall, that they may eat their own dung and drink their own piss with you?" In a siege, they starve the sieged city out. Verse 28. Then Rabshakeh stood and cried with a loud voice in the Jews' language, and spake, saying, "Hear the word of the great king, the king of Assyria. Thus says the king, Let not Hezekiah deceive you, for he shall not be able to deliver you out of his hand. Neither let Hezekiah make you trust in Yahweh, saying, Yahweh will surely deliver us, and this city shall not be delivered into the hand of the king of Assyria." Rabshakeh was not talking to Jews or speaking Yiddish, the language of the Jews. Rabshakeh was speaking to Israelites of the house of Judah. The Assyrians were descendants of Shem, Noah's son. Israelites are also descendants of Shem. The Syrians are descendants of Aram. Aram is a son of Shem. The Syrians were Aramaeans and spoke Aramaic. The Hebrew word for the language of Aram is Aramith. The Israelites in Jerusalem were Judahites, Ya'udim, of the tribe of Judah. So the Hebrew word for the language of Judah is Yahudith. The Syrians and the Judahites were racial kinsmen. Both of them descended from the sons of Shem. There were no Jews in the context of these verses, no Jews in the territory of Syria and Judah, and the language spoken between the Syrians and Judahites was not Jewish. The correct translation in verses 26 and 28 is the language of the Judahites. In chapter 25 of 2 Kings, the Babylonians besieged Jerusalem. After a long siege, the city was broken up. King Zedekiah was taken captive, his sons slain, and his eyes put out. Many Judahites were slain, and many were taken away captive to Babylon. The captain of the guard of the Babylonians left some of the poor to be vine dressers and husbandmen to maintain food and labor for the troops of Nebuchadnezzar. Gedaliah was set as governor over the cities of Judah. 2 Kings 25:24. And Gedaliah sware to them and to their men and said unto them, Fear not to be the servants of the Chaldees. Dwell in the land and serve the king of Babylon, and it shall be well with you. But it came to pass in the 7th month that Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, the son of Elishama, of the royal seed, came, and 10 men with him, and smote Gedaliah that he died, and the Jews and the Chaldees that were with him at Mizpah. And all the people, both small and great, and the captains of the armies, arose and came to Egypt, for they were afraid of the Chaldees. Gedaliah and Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, were Israelites of the house of Judah. Ishmael slew Gedaliah and the Judahites and Chaldeans, which are Babylonians, that were with Gedaliah at Mizpah. Jews, in verse 25, is H3064, Yahudim. The correct translation is Judahites. These were not Jews. They were Israelites of the house of Judah. Many Judahites fled to Egypt. Later on in Scripture and in the Apocrypha, we see that there were Judahites living in Egypt.
2 Maccabees 1:1, The brethren, the Judahites that be at Jerusalem and in the land of Judea, wish unto the brethren, the Judahites that are throughout Egypt, health and peace. Elohim be gracious unto you, and remember his covenant that he made with Abraham, Yitzchak, and Jacob, his faithful servants, and give you all a heart to serve him, and to do his will, with a good courage and a willing mind, and open your hearts in his law and commandments, and send you peace, and hear your prayers, and be at one with you, and never forsake you in time of trouble. And now we be here praying for you.
Zechariah 14:18. And if the family of Egypt go not up, and come not, that have no rain, there shall be the plague, wherewith Yahweh will smite the nation that come not up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. The family of Egypt is a reference to the Judahites living in Egypt. Another clue is that those nations Yahweh commanded to come up to Jerusalem for the Feast of Tabernacles are the nations of Israel, all 12 tribes. The Feast of Tabernacles is an Israelite observance and heritage. In the time of Ezra, the house of Judah was at the end of their Babylonian captivity as the Medes and Persians came to power, and the Judahites were allowed to return to Jerusalem to rebuild. While the children of Israel were in the Assyrian and Babylonian captivities, those kings set Canaanites and Edomites in the land in place of the Israelites. 2 Kings 17:24-31. When the Israelites returned to Jerusalem and started rebuilding, Ezra 4:10, the Edomite Jews and the rest of the nations whom the great and noble Asnappar brought over, and set in the cities of Samaria and the rest that are on this side of the river, and at such a time wrote letters to Artaxerxes the king. This is the copy of the letter that they sent unto him, even unto Artaxerxes the king.
Your servants, the men on this side of the river, and at such a time, be it known unto the king that the Jews,
which should be Judahites,
which came up from you to us, are come to Jerusalem, building the rebellious and the bad city, and have set up the walls thereof, and joined the foundations. Be it known now unto the king that, if this city be rebuilt, and the walls set up again, then will they not pay toll, tribute, and custom, and so you shall endamage the revenue of the kings.
The Jews and other cursed seed tribes living around Jerusalem were trying to agitate the king against the returning Judahites. King Artaxerxes was the one who made the decree for the Judahites to return to Jerusalem and rebuild. Artaxerxes was a Persian. The Persians were descended from Aram, and they were kinsmen to the Israelites. In verse 12, H3062, Yehudaim is the Aramaic for Judahites. These are not Jews. The Jews proudly and boastfully stated to Christ and the public that they
have never been in bondage to any man.
So how could Jews be returning from Babylonian captivity to rebuild Jerusalem? The Jews had already been placed in the land over 100 years earlier by the king of Assyria, and the Jews were the ones who helped the Babylonians destroy Jerusalem. Psalm 137:7. Remember, O Yahweh, against the sons of Edom, the day of Yerushalayim, who said,
lay it bare to its foundation.
The Jews are very good liars, agitators, and influencers. Verse 23. Now when the copy of King Artaxerxes' letter was read before Rehum and Shimshai the scribe and their companions, they went up in haste to Yerushalayim unto the Jews, meaning unto the Judahites, and made them to cease by force and power. Then ceased the work of the house of Elohim which is at Yerushalayim. So it ceased unto the second year of the reign of Darius, king of Persia. Temple construction resumes. Ezra 5:1. Then the prophets Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the son of Iddo prophesied unto the Jews, which should be prophesied unto the Judahites that were in Yehuda and Yerushalayim in the name of Elohim of Yisrael, even unto them. Haggai and the prophets were not prophesying to Jews. They were prophesying to the Israelites of the house of Judah, the Yehudim. The Jews hate the name of Yahweh and helped destroy Jerusalem. Yahweh is not the God of the Jews. He's the God of Israel. The Jews are not Israelites. The Jews are not Hebrews. The Jews are not Yehudim. The Jews do not praise Yah. As the Judahites were resuming the rebuilding, Tatnai, the Persian governor, came up and asked for the names of the men that were rebuilding the city and who commanded them to rebuild. Verse 5. But the eye of the Judahites' Elohim was upon the elders of the Jews, or was upon the elders of the Judahites, that Tatnai and his companions could not cause Zerubbabel, Jeshua, and the prophets, and the Judahites to cease till the matter came to Darius. And then Tatnai returned answer by letter concerning this matter. The elders of the Jews were not Jews, they were Judahites. Verse 7. Tatnai and his companions sent a letter unto Darius, wherein was written thus, unto Darius the king, all peace. Be it known unto the king that we went into the province of Judea, which is Judah, to the house of the great Elohim, which is built with great stones, and timber is laid in the walls, and this work goes fast on and prospers in their hands. Judea, in verse 8, is H3061, Yahud, in the Aramaic, meaning the territory of Judah. It must be noted that the territory of Judah was not known as Judea yet. It's in the translations of the Bible because the translators changed lots of things from the original. Nobody at the time of Ezra referred to the land of Judah as Judea, because the land of Judah was not called Judea until the land of Idumea was merged with the land of Judah, becoming Judea. This happened during the time of the Maccabees, about 100 years before the time of Christ. It was John Hyrcanus and the puppet tetrarch King Herod who forced racial integration between the Idumeans and the Judahites. This is also when Edomites began to be circumcised. This is also the time when Herod had the Levitical priesthood of Israelites slain and replaced with Edomite Jews. This is why the Jewish Pharisees were called the children of the devil by Christ himself, and why the people did not accept the doctrine of Christ. They were brainwashed by the Jews' traditions and doctrine, just like today's churches are, brainwashed Jew worshippers. Idumea was the territory of Esau's Jewish children. Judah was the territory of Jacob's Israelite children. Judea became the territory of Esau and Jacob's children, which the Jews capitalized on the confusion and easily stole the identity of the children of Israel. And now, our people today identify as trans-Gentiles instead of their true identity as Anglo-Saxon Israelites. This merging of the lands of Edom and Judah is part of the reason why the churches believe and teach that the Jews are Israelites. In chapter 6, Darius the king ordered a search for any records regarding the Judahites being commanded to rebuild. The record was found, and the order was given for the Judahites to continue rebuilding. Ezra 6:6. Now therefore, Tatnai, governor beyond the river, Shethar-Boznai, and your companions, the Apharsachites, which are beyond the river, be you far from there. Let the work of this house of Elohim alone. Let the governor of the Jews, or let the governor of the Judahites, and the elders of the Judahites build this house of Elohim in its place. Moreover, I make a decree what you shall do to the elders of these Judahites for the building of this house of Elohim, that of the king's goods, even of the tribute beyond the river, forthwith expenses be given unto these men, that they be not hindered. And the elders of the Judahites builded, and they prospered through the prophesying of Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the son of Iddo. And they builded and finished it according to the commandment of the Elohim of Yisrael, and according to the commandment of Koresh and Darius and Artaxerxes, king of Persia. So we see in Ezra that Jews were placed in the territory of Judah while the Israelites were in captivity in Babylon. We saw the Jews tried to get the Persians to stop the Judahites from rebuilding. And we saw that Yahweh God favored his people, the Ya'udim, the Judahites, to finish rebuilding the walls, city, and temple, even during troublous times, as prophesied in Daniel 9:25. Nehemiah 1:1. The words of Nehemiah, the son of Hakaliah, and it came to pass in the month of Chislev, the 9th month, in the 20th year, as I was in Shushan, the palace, that Hanani, one of my brethren, came, he and certain men of Judah, and I asked him concerning the Jews, meaning, I asked him concerning the Judahites that had escaped, which were left of the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem. And they said unto me, The remnant that are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. The Babylonians took Jerusalem and destroyed it, and carried off the Judahites into captivity about 70 years before. In verse 2, Judah is H4480 and H3063, meaning men of the tribe or territory of Judah. Jews is H3064, Yahudim, meaning Judahites. Nehemiah asked certain men of the tribe of Judah about the remnant of Judahites that were left behind in Jerusalem from the invasion. These were not Jews, as Jews have never been in bondage to any man. These men of Judah were Judahites. King Artaxerxes saw that Nehemiah's countenance was sad, and asked why. Nehemiah 2:5. And I said unto the king, If it please the king, and if your servant has found favor in your sight, that you would send me unto Judah, the territory, unto the city of my father's sepulchres, that I may rebuild it. Notice in verse 5 that the translators could not replace Judah with Jews, because it wouldn't sound right. Judah is H3063, Yahuda, and refers to the man, the tribe, the house, or the territory of Judah. The translators were forced to keep the original word Judah in verse 5 and in verse 7. Verse 7, Moreover, I said unto the king, If it please the king, let letters be given me to the governors beyond the river, that they may convey me over till I come into Judah, the territory. It would expose the deception if they replaced Judah with Jew, like they did everywhere else. It wouldn't make sense to change it to, that they may convey me over till I come into Jews, would it? The king agreed, and sent captains and horses with him. When Nehemiah came to Jerusalem, he saw that everything was broken down and consumed with fire. Verse 15, Then went I up in the night by the brook, and viewed the wall, and turned back, and entered by the gate of the valley, and so returned. The Septuagint has, and mourned over the wall. This may be where the Jews get the idea of the Wailing Wall. They make a public act of mourning for all to see. The Wailing Wall is actually the remains of a Roman fortress. The temple was not on the mount, and Christ said not one stone would be left unturned. Josephus records that Jerusalem was plowed like a field. Verse 16, And the officials knew not where I went or what I did, neither had I as yet told it to the Jews, or rather, neither had I as yet told it to the Judahites, nor to the priests, nor to the nobles, nor to the officials, nor to the rest that did the work. These were not Jews, they were Judahites of the house of Judah. Verse 17, Then said I unto them, You see the distress that we are in, how Jerusalem lies waste, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. Come, and let us rebuild up the walls of Jerusalem, that we be no more a reproach and a disgrace. Then I told them of the hand of my Elohim, which was good upon me, as also the king's words that he had spoken unto me. And they said, Let us rise up and rebuild. So they strengthened their hands for this good work. Nehemiah 4:1. But it came to pass that when Sanballat heard that we rebuilt the wall, he was wroth, and took great indignation, and railed against the Jews, and railed against the Judahites. And he spake before his brethren and the army of Samaria, and said, What are these feeble Jews doing? What are these feeble Judahites doing? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they complete it in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish which are burned? Sanballat was a Moabite, one of the many opponents of Nehemiah and the returning Judahites who tried to hinder the rebuilding. Sanballat was mocking the Israelites of the tribe of Judah. Sanballat was mocking Judahites, not Jews. Nehemiah prayed to Yahweh to turn their reproach upon their own head. Sanballat and his Canaanite cronies conspired to come and fight against Jerusalem and hinder the rebuilding. Verse 9. Nevertheless, we made our prayer unto Yahweh, and set a watch against them day and night, because of the presence of the enemy. And Judah said, The strength of the bearers of burdens is weakened, and there is much rubbish, so that we are not able to build the wall. And our adversaries said, They shall not know, neither see, till we come in the midst among them, and slay them, and cause the work to cease. And it came to pass that when the Jews, that when the Judahites, which dwelt by them, came, they said unto us 10 times, From all places where you shall return unto us, they will be upon you. The Septuagint reads, And it came to pass, when the Judahites who lived near them came, that they said to us, They are coming up against us from every quarter. These were not Jews. These were Judahites that were living in the areas around Jerusalem, warning the Judahites in Jerusalem of the threat. The ones that were coming up against the Judahites in Jerusalem were Canaanite and Edomite Jews, along with the Ammonites, Arabians, and Ashdodites. Nehemiah 5:1. And there was a great cry of the people and of their wives against their brethren, the Jews, against their brethren, the Judahites. A fresh start after captivity, and they were already getting into personal and national debt. The people were enslaving and selling their own brethren, just as the other nations did. Verse 7. Then I consulted with myself, and I rebuked the nobles and the rulers, and said unto them, You exact usury, every one of his brother. And I set a great assembly against them, and I said unto them, We, after our ability, have redeemed and procured our brethren, the Judahites, which were sold unto the nations, and will you even sell your brethren, or shall they be sold unto us? Then held they their peace, and found nothing to answer. Leviticus 25:35.
And if your brother be waxen poor, and fallen in decay with you, then you shall relieve him. Yea, though he be a sojourning kinsman, he may live with you. Take no usury of him, or increase, but fear your Elohim, that your brother may live with you. You shall not give him your money upon usury, nor lend him your victuals for increase.
Nehemiah 5:15. But the former governors that had been before me were chargeable unto the people, and had taken of them bread and wine, beside 40 shekels of silver. Yea, even their servants bear rule over the people. But so did not I, because of the reverence of Elohim. Yea, also I continued in the work
of this wall. Neither bought we any land, and all my servants were gathered here unto the work. Moreover, there were at my table 150 of the Jews, or 150 of the Judahites, and rulers, beside those that came unto us from among the nations that are about us. Nehemiah was saying that he did not abuse his authority and rule over the people as the former governors did. The people at Nehemiah's table were not Jews. They were Judahites from the captivity, and also some of the Judahites that were from among the surrounding nations that were left from the invasion that did not go into captivity. The Jews were never in captivity to no man. Sanballat and the rest of the enemies tried to get Nehemiah to meet them in one of the villages in the plain of Ono. Nehemiah knew that this was a trap in order to kill him. They tried this 4 times. Nehemiah 6:5. Then sent Sanballat his servant unto me in like manner the 5th time with an open letter in his hand, wherein was written, It is reported among the nations, and Gashmu saith it, that you and the Jews, or rather, that you and the Judahites, think to rebel, for which cause you rebuild the wall, that you may be their king according to these words. And you have also appointed prophets to preach of you at Jerusalem, saying, There is a king in Judah, the territory. And now it shall be reported to the king according to these words. Come now, therefore, and let us take counsel together. Then I sent unto him, saying, There is no such things done as you say, but you invent them out of your own heart. Sanballat and his posse were trying to stop the Judahites from rebuilding. We know that these Judahites were not Jews, because the Jews were among those who were trying to hinder the construction and rebuilding. As the Judahites were getting settled following the rebuilding of Jerusalem, they were returning to their old sinful ways, working on the Sabbaths, buying and selling on the Sabbath. The merchants coming to Jerusalem and selling on the Sabbath were Canaanite Jews. Nehemiah 13:17. Then I contended with the nobles of Judah, the tribe, and said unto them, What evil thing is this that you do, and profane the Sabbath day? Did not your forefathers thus, and did not our Elohim bring all this evil upon us, and upon this city? Yet you bring more wrath upon Yisrael by profaning the Shabbat. Nehemiah put an end to it. He threatened the merchants and told them not to come on the Sabbath. Verse 23. In those days also I saw Jews, which should read, In those days also saw I Judahites that had married wives of Ashdod, of Ammon, and of Moab. Ezra 9:2. For they have taken of their daughters for themselves and for their sons, so that the holy seed has mingled themselves with the people of those lands. Yea, the hand of the princes and rulers has been chief in this trespass. The authorities and upper class were more guilty of this. Ashdod, Ammon, and Moab were cursed seed tribes and children of incest. Verse 24. And their children spake half in the speech of Ashdod, and could not speak in the Jews' language, meaning in the language of the Judahites, but according to the language of each people. And I contended with them, and cursed them, and smote certain of them, and plucked off their hair, and made them swear by Elohim, saying, You shall not give your daughters unto their sons, nor take their daughters unto your sons, or for yourselves. Race mixing is against Yahweh's laws. Jews claim they don't race mix, yet they are the most race-mixed people on earth. The Jews are not a pure race, as they are the offspring of Eve and the Nakash serpent in the garden, who bore Cain, the first Jew, whose children Esau mixed with, becoming Edomite Jews. Esau is Edom. The word Jew is not used in Job, because Job was not a Jew. Neither was Job's daughters. Job 16:16, "My face is reddened with weeping, and on my eyelids is the shadow of death." Jews can't blush. Jews do not show blood in the face. Job 42:15, "And in all the land were no women found so fair as the daughters of Job, and their father gave them inheritance among their brethren." Fair is beautiful. Fair means attractive, fair-skinned. The word Jew is not used in the Psalms because the Jews don't praise Yahweh. David was not a Jew. Jews are not ruddy or fair. 1 Samuel 16:12, "And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy, and withal of a beautiful countenance, and goodly to look to. And Yahweh said,
Arise, anoint him, for this is he."
1 Samuel 17:42, "And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth, and ruddy, and of a fair countenance." The word Jew is not used in Proverbs or Ecclesiastes because Solomon was not a Jew.
Song of Solomon 1:8, "If you know not, O you fairest among women, go your way forth by the footsteps of the flock, and feed your kids beside the shepherd's tents. Your cheeks are comely with rows of jewels, your neck with chains of gold." Song of Solomon 5:10, "My beloved is white and ruddy, the chiefest among 10,000.
The Star of David is actually the Star of Solomon when he married strange, alien, and Jewish wives. It's the six-pointed star of Remphan, which is why the Jews adopted it. If the church-going trans-Gentiles would take the time to study and examine the evidence, they might see that the translators perverted scripture and changed many words. The Word of God is not the Word of God if the words of God are replaced. Jews have removed the name of God over 6,000 times and replaced it with the Lord, which is a title which is a reference to Baal. They changed the words for nation and replaced them with Gentiles. They changed the word ecclesia to the word church, and they changed the word Judah to Jews. It's time to learn the truth so you do not remain blinded by the lies.
Blinded by the lies. Have your eyes been blinded by the lies? Have your eyes been blinded by the lies?